You're listening to 6NME Noongar Radio, the Law Matters program brought to you by the Aboriginal Legal Service. Jodie Hoffman with you, and still plenty to come this hour, so I hope you can stay with us. Right now, though, I'd like to welcome to the program a couple of people that I'm sure are very known to many of you in the community, Peter Farmer and Miranda Farmer. Welcome to the program, guys.
How you going?
How you going?
I'm good. Now, Pete, I know you'd probably prefer I start with Miranda, but I'm not going to, because we have spoken so much about you on this program, and we're so proud of the beautiful historical mural that is in at the Aboriginal Legal Service. It's 5 metres long. It's absolutely incredible. You were the artist that worked with all of the students at the David Wirrupunda Foundation last year and helped to facilitate this project. It's an incredible piece of artwork, and congratulations on all of your work with it. But what was it like to be involved with that project?
Oh, look, it was really good. I thought, just from the students' point of view and myself, just going back and learning the history and putting it down onto like sketches and then into a actual painting mural, I thought it was really good, and the students really coped really well in doing that job.
At the launch, there was probably, I reckon, over 80 people attended that launch, and it was really emotional as each sort of segment of the mural was unveiled, and you could see people's eyes lighting up and going, oh my gosh, because to actually see it, not in five pieces lined out on sort of tables in a classroom, but actually all put together on display, it was really beautiful, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. And I thought, like, just pulling the paper off from each panel is just waiting for the how can I say it?
The final unveiling.
Yeah, the final unveiling of the painting itself was really good.
Yeah, so it built the tension, didn't it?
It sure did. The other thing that Peter really wanted to mention that he didn't at the launch was that the whole piece was done by all the students. No training, no formal training in artwork at all. So that was just incredible. That was all their work. Peter gave a little bit of help and but really put it on the students, and they were so nervous. They were, I don't want to make a mistake, you know. And he said, you can't make a mistake. And
oh, it's incredible because, yeah, I mean, I'm not artistic at all, but it, just to see it, and when you're saying, you know, a lot of those students, they weren't artists, they hadn't done that sort of project before, it really is incredible.
I think, like, as I do any other job around town, it's like the schools, you know, we do a plan. I end up drawing the plan onto the board or canvas, and I let the kids or the students take control, where at the end of it they can feel comfortable and saying, well, okay, I painted that, and, you know, I felt really comfortable in doing it. And so I'll put the onus on them to work and finish their mural and stuff. So,
Pete, you're a really acclaimed artist, and you've won, you know, the Artist of the Year in the NAIDOC Awards here in Perth, but you've also got a son who's very artistic as well. It must make you very proud to sort of be able to work on projects together.
Yeah, it does. He's only 14, but I want to have an exhibition with him, and he said, well, Dad, I'm a better painter or drawer than you. I said, oh, well, that time will come, and, you know, we'll find out who's the best. But it's not just I'm the best or whatever, you know. I just love doing art, same as Peter. And I love to teach other students or people, elders, to do art. And that's something I've actually went to uni and got an associate degree in Aboriginal art, a Bachelor of Arts, and I want to give back to the community just what I've learnt so they can learn and, you know, put our culture and stuff in a painting and anything else that we need to do. So,
why do you reckon it is so important, that giving back process, Pete? Because, I mean, imagine the community projects that you've been involved in over the years, from the start of a project to the end, it must be an extremely rewarding feeling to actually see the journey that people go on.
Yeah, look, I do get out and I work with myself, sort of thing. And I feel, you know, If I can bring someone younger than me and teach them, and, you know, maybe in the years to come they can get out and start themselves. And just like the City of Perth, I actually brought two young girls on working with me, and their first experience, I said, Uncle, how do you do it? You know, because, I mean, so you have to do everything right. And I said, well, you know, every stage we come to, we just keep doing until we get the end product that we want. So
that project with the City of Perth was a like a public artworks process, and I mean, to begin with, some of the applications are 33 pages to actually apply, then to get shortlisted, then to be selected, and then to go through a selection process in front of a panel was cruel nerve-wracking for them. Talented as they were, they didn't have that sort of confidence. But I think art has another way of reaching people in that if you're unable to articulate something visually, what you can show people, they can see. So the visual arts is a way of Aboriginal people being able to communicate still to this day as they had done thousands of years ago. And it's also non-invasive in that they don't have to say anything really. They just, you just look at it and you know, you can see what they're saying. So that's an amazing tool.
It, Miranda Farmer, it was as the mural project was unfolding last year and the students from the David Wirrapunda Foundation and Central Institute of Technology began their research that, boy, we heard a fair bit from you because you have an enormous amount of history within your own family going back to the very early days of the Aboriginal Legal Service in Perth. Tell us about that.
Originally, I think my dad's family were jumping up and down a lot about deaths in custody, a whole host of different things that was happening with the, within the community, and a lot of Aboriginal people going up to court and just not really saying anything and sort of accepting whatever the judge sort of said. So my dad, who was really forward-thinking and very confident fellow, as out there as you can be, he was just one of these deadly Noongars that could talk to any other Noongar, and started to get people together that began originally from Kellerberrin to Meriden all the way around with his own family. The Yarran family is a pretty big family. And they started to sit down and talk about things, really brainstorm a lot of ideas about how they could go about doing it. And the legal service was overall an idea that sort of just took off. And the community just said, wow, you know, we can do this. And those days there weren't any funding. They rattled cans on the street to raise funds. They walked up to Parliament House. So I remember sitting on Dad's shoulders and just incredible times, amazing. A bit emotional to talk about it. But
and what years are we talking, Miranda?
Oh, late 60s, early 70s. Yeah. You know, I think it was about 76 or 78 when it really got going. But the earlier years were the hard times of trying to get a building, trying to get things up off the ground. And he was the sort of fellow that could enlist anybody and everybody's help. I remember Mum's brother, Uncle Bill and Uncle Viv and the Forest Gang sort of getting on board and Dad saying, look, you can write this. You can write up a constitution. I know you can. You've been to university. So he was able to really pull a lot of the skill base that were in the community at the time that were just starting out and said, look, again, like what Peter's doing, give something back to your community. Start putting something back.
What was it like growing up in a house where that was the motivating thing, was going out there and striving for justice?
Pretty full on.
Yeah.
You certainly grew up with a social conscience, no doubt. Sitting around the dinner table and listening to those sorts of conversations with those sorts of incredible people, you know. Fred Chaney was there in the early years. A lot of real movers and shakers in this town that I was telling the boss over there, Dennis, I said, oh, you wouldn't believe who was one of the first people that were in there. It was Richard Court. And Dad used to laugh about that. So he was a scrawny little thing, you know. And it's such fun. So, you know, it couldn't help but influence you. My sister's a lawyer, graduated from UWA. Uncle Ivan, who was another one of the field officers, it was just him and Dad, actually. His son has done a degree in law. And a lot of Yarrans actually have law degrees now, so it was incredible influence, you know. But
where we're broadcasting from today as well has been a very significant place to Noongar people over the years because it's the Advancement Council building, hey?
For sure, and everything started here.
So well, you would have come here a lot as kids, wouldn't you?
Yeah, well, this is, I think originally it was the old dance club, Old Coolabaroo, and my parents actually met there, can you believe that?
Wow.
So it was just some place that, you know, blackfellas actually had to work out of. And as I said, you know, there weren't any funding around back then, and you had to work. There wasn't even the dole, Mum and Dad always used to say, you know. So it was, it's amazing that this project sort of took off, because there's so many young fellas here that were involved. Young Jordan, his granduncle is Neil Phillips, who was one of the first, I think it was CEO or boss in there at Legal Service. Candice and Darren, two young fellas, and Uncle Doy, Yaron, all the way from Curtin. He was really involved in the early years, really mustering up a lot of support in the community.
So it's amazing to think that you're talking about in those days, you know, there was no funding. It was, you know, rattling the tin and, but, you know, prominent people within your own family and your own upbringing being, you know, some of the very first field officers, as they would have been referred to back then. And then sort of turning the clock to now where it's 36 years on.
That's a long time, isn't it?
Wow.
Yeah.
But such rich beginnings, hey?
Oh, just amazing. They were just extraordinary people, because, you know, those times were extraordinary times. You're talking about the movement that was happening in other countries like America, where they had, you know, full-on rallies with Martin Luther King and all of that sort of stuff. And the blackfellas here really thought, gee, you know, we've got to start doing things for our mob. And the Legal Service was one of the first sort of places to go off and really start thinking about representing the community in a culturally appropriate way, you know.
What's important to you through, what is it, what are some of the traits that have been prominent in your own life growing up in such an environment that have sort of carried on through you in your own adult life and now as a mum?
I think really both my parents worked, my dad was at Legal Service and my mum was at the Medical Service, so younger people, knew them both. They've both passed, but what really sticks with you is the way in which they carried themselves through their lives. It wasn't about any individual. It was really about the whole community. And both my parents sort of had a thing, you know, that if you're an Aboriginal person, it doesn't matter who you are or where you are, you're always going to be looked at as just another Aboriginal person. So identity was strongly reinforced of being proud of who you are, not allowing people to tell you what you can be or what you can't be. And that's motivating in any path you choose to take, is to always know who you are and be proud of that. So,
Miranda,
I pass that on to my son too. So.
Oh, I'm sure you do. Look, Miranda Farmer, been really lovely to have a yarn and hear some of those early reflections today on Law Matters. And it is incredible beginnings. And, you know, sometimes you think 36 years ago, oh, it's so long ago. But then I guess to a lot of people, that's like yesterday. And it's such a strong force that is still in the lives of so many people. And it's very important to know where you've come from so you can know where you want to go. And thank you for joining us today on the Law Matters program. And I think the last few words that you were saying summed up so much. And Pete Farmer, you're just sitting there nodding and, you know, agreeing with it, because it's true, isn't it?
Yeah.
Pete, thanks for your involvement in the Mooditch Mural Project, and Miranda, your contributions to it as well. And thank you both for coming in and having a yarn with us on Law Matters today.
Thanks so much for inviting us.
Peter and Miranda Farmer here on 6NME 100.9 FM. The Law Matters program will be back with more very soon.
Hi, I'm Kelton Powell and you're listening to Noongar Radio 100.9 FM. Woolah!